Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 78, Seen a Play. You're listening to English as a Second Language Podcast, episode 78, Seen a Play. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan, your host, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Today's episode is going to be about going to the theater to see a play. Let's go. I ran into my neighbor, Dennis, yesterday afternoon. He asked if I wanted two tickets to the theater. He had season tickets, but couldn't go to this performance. It was opening night of Shakespeare's The Tempest. I jumped at his offer and invited Lucy to come along. We arrived at the theater a half an hour before opening curtain. We had the tickets in hand and didn't need to pick them up at the will call window. The doors to the theater were open, and we handed our tickets to the ticket takers standing in the doorway. We looked for our seats and were pleasantly surprised to find that we had some of the best seats in the house. I thought we would be sitting in the balcony, but we were in the orchestra section in the center. This was great. The lights dimmed and the curtain went up. After the second act, there was an intermission. Lucy and I went into the lobby and bought drinks from the bar. After about 15 minutes, the lights flickered and we went back to our seats. After the last act, the audience gave the actors a standing ovation. This was the best play I had seen in ages. The acting was superb. The staging and direction were fresh. I couldn't have asked for a better theater experience. I owed Dennis big time for giving me his tickets. Today we go to the theater to see a play. The story begins when I run into my neighbor, Dennis. I said I ran into my neighbor. To run into, two words, doesn't mean that we actually hit them with our body. We don't physically or literally run into them. The expression to run into means that we meet someone that we weren't expecting or planning to meet. I went to the grocery store and I ran into my doctor. I wasn't going to the grocery store to find my doctor. He was there and I was there at the same time. I said that Dennis, my neighbor, asked me if I wanted two tickets to the theater. He has season tickets, but couldn't go to this performance. To have season tickets means that you have a ticket for all the plays that this particular theater company puts on. Notice we use the term theater company for a group of actors and directors that puts on plays, usually in a single theater. It was opening night of Shakespeare's The Tempest. Opening night, of course, is the first night that the play is being performed. When we got to the theater, it was still a half an hour before opening curtain. A curtain is something that you would normally put on your windows to block out the light. That's a curtain. And in a theater, on the stage, there's a large curtain that usually opens up so that you can see the actors and closes at certain points during the play and at the end of the play. So the opening curtain means the first time the curtain opens. It's another way of saying the beginning of the play. We had our tickets in hand, meaning we had them physically with us, so we didn't need to pick them up at the will call window. A will call, two words, W-I-L-L-C-A-L-L, is when you order or reserve tickets, but you don't actually get them sent to your home or you don't go and pick them up in advance. You call, you make a reservation, I want two tickets, and you pick them up at the will call window. The doors were open, and we handed our tickets to the ticket takers. Those are the people, of course, who take your tickets, who were standing in the doorway. The doorway, of course, is that place where you go into a building or go into a room through the door. All one word, doorway, D-O-O-R-W-A-Y. We looked for our seats, and we found out that we had some of the best seats in the house. The expression, the best seat or best seats in the house, means that they were the very best seats that were available in the entire theater. We use the word house here not to mean the house where you live, but the theater. We can also use this, for example, sometimes for a stadium. We had the best seats in the house to watch the football game. So any place where you're viewing or watching something, you could say, talk about the best seats in the house. We thought we would be sitting in the balcony, and the balcony, B as in boy, A-L-C-O-N-Y. A balcony is, in a theater, it's like the second story, and it's above the ground floor, or the main section. Sometimes, for example, in the theaters, in opera theaters that you see in Europe, the older theaters, they have several side balconies where groups of 4 or 5 or 10 people can sit. And then there's a big balcony or main balcony in the back of the theater. The orchestra section is where we were sitting. And the orchestra section, you can guess, is the section that is closest to the orchestra, the band, the group of musicians that would play during the performance. But even if there's no orchestra, we still call those seats that are closest to the stage the orchestra section. The lights dimmed and the curtain went up. To dim a light means to turn it off very slowly. So it's not like you turn a light on a room, you don't just hit a switch. You don't turn it on suddenly or turn it off suddenly. It becomes darker slowly and slowly and more slowly until finally there's no light. The curtain went up. That's an expression because in some theaters, the curtain goes up into the ceiling, and in other theaters, it draws to the sides. But the general expression is that the curtain went up means the play has begun. A play is divided usually into acts, A-C-T, the first act, the second act, the third act. Most plays that are more than an hour long have an intermission. Intermission is a break when people can get up and use the bathrooms and get a drink and so forth. After about a 15-minute intermission, I said that the lights flickered and we went back to our seats. The lights flickered. To flicker means they're going on and off quickly in a theater to get people who are out in the lobby. And the lobby, of course, is the front of the theater. It's a place between the front doors, and when you actually go into the main theater, there's a waiting area called the lobby. The people in the lobby have to know that it's time to go back in, so they'll often turn the lights on and off quickly to indicate to people they should get back to their seats. After the last act, or the last part of the play, the audience gave the actors a standing ovation. A standing ovation means that everyone stands up and everybody claps. That's a standing ovation. Sometimes we say it's a standing O. A standing O is informal for a standing ovation. So, for example, when I am teaching my classes, at the end of every class, all of my students stand up and give me a standing ovation. I said that this was the best play that I had seen in ages, and that expression, in ages, two words, just means a very, very long time. We use the term age to mean how old someone is, but we also use the term age to mean an era or a long period of time. So you can talk about the Stone Age and the Middle Ages. The term age or ages just means a long period of time. I said that the staging and direction of the play were fresh. The direction of the play is what the director, the person who is telling the actors what to do while they're rehearsing. To rehearse means to practice, to get ready. So when the actors are rehearsing or getting ready, the director gives them direction, instructions about what to do. Say this particular word differently, or say this line or this sentence. A line is like a sentence in a play. We call that a line. Say this line differently. So that's direction. Staging is where things are on the stage, where people stand. It has to do with the background, what we call the set, S-E-T. The set is the physical surroundings on the stage itself. And that's part of staging. The stage, of course, is where the actors and actresses are standing during the performance. I said I couldn't have asked for a better theater experience. That expression, I couldn't have asked for a better something, is very common when we are talking about something that was very, very good, and it was better, perhaps, than we expected. I couldn't have asked for a better day to get married. It's raining out. Now, that would be a joke. I said I owed Dennis big time for giving me his tickets. This is an informal expression. I owe you big time means I owe you a lot. I owe you a great deal. I very much appreciate what you've done. Well, we appreciate you listening to English as a Second Language podcast. Remember to visit our website at www.eslpod.com. Remember, we also have our TOEFL podcast. You can find that at TOEFLpod.com, TOEFLPOD.com. If you are studying for the TOEFL or the TOEIC or other standardized exams in English, this is a good weekly podcast for you. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.